Well, since I wasn't reelected as county commissioner after serving four terms, and I've served almost all the time I've been in government on ocean policy, but the position I hold says you have to be a North Coast County Commissioner. And I'm stepping down because I'm not going to be a North Coast County Commissioner. I think now's the time to do it so we can make a smooth transition. Under the seat that I sit at, it says that it has to be a North Coast County Commissioner, and no one has my background in ocean experiences and fisheries and boats and all the kinds of issues that we deal with, plus the environment out there, all the years of fishing and watching what's going on. But we have to find the next best person, I think, for this kind of seat. And David Yamamoto has been involved with OPAC all the time. We just don't have another North Coast County commissioner that's a commercial fisherman and has dealt with all kinds of shipping issues and stuff. So we get the best we can, and a smooth transition is critical. Needless to say, climate change is a big one. Predators have always been a big issue. And then we have a management system that has almost all of our fisheries in the state of Oregon at sustainability, but it doesn't take into account predation of other species. And so we're looking at those kinds of things. And as the environment changes on the earth, you're going to see predators change and fish populations change. I think that is going to require a lot of policy and a lot of really good data that we don't always have to deal with on this issue. One of the other things is the person that sits in this position can't be a shrinking violet. You've got to step up and do your research and make the comments, make your voice heard. That's a critical part of sitting on OPAC. You're representing big industry and a lot of the world when you represent the ocean.